Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter, for the 19th of January, 2023 on a bright, beautiful, rainy, cool, but not cold Thursday here in northeastern Pennsylvania. This week's topic is predicting the future, 2023-2024, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Dark Water, Game Over, and two-time delegate for the Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Should you feel led to plant a financial seed in our media ministry, please do visit donate.eamedia.online or visit store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. Hi, Marilyn. Looks like you're the only one here so far. Thanks for coming. Say a prayer. This evening, we pray, dear Heavenly Father, we pray for what will happen in 2023. We pray for a great year. We pray to take back our nation. We pray to for your help to take back our church and our God, to take back our morality, our views of morality. We pray that this year makes a turnaround and makes a great comeback. Despite the ominous looks ahead, we pray that you help us with these things in your glorious name. Amen. Hi again there, Marilyn. And so, donor list. We got an updated donor list for January. One-time donors, Andy, Dave, Marcy, and Bedlam. Truth premium subscribers, Linda, David, Bruce, Charlotte, Gary, and patrons, Alicia and Dan. So patrons and the Truth Premium subscribers get extra news and coverage, lots of great stuff. So check it out on our website, Eternal Affairs Media, Eternal Affairs Media website. And I'm catching one of those deep winter or early winter, I guess, or midwinter colds. So I'm trying to stay abreast of things. My daughter's got that too. We don't see my daughter here tonight. She's in bed with a cold. So anyway, I think I skipped over that. So yeah, you can just go to eamedia.online or eamedia.eternalaffairsmedia.com or a Facebook page with Eternal Affairs Media. Got lots of places you can find us. We're all over the place. So look us up. And if you have any questions, please ask. That's what this podcast is all about. It's a two-way street. Tonight's topic is predictions. This is going to be interesting. I was kind of hoping to have more people on board. We're going to start with a couple of interesting things, though, and we'll have fun anyway. Whoever shows up and whoever listens to this after the fact and on the recording, heard that George Soros and Klaus Schwab left the World Economic Forum. I don't know how true it is. I haven't been able to validate that. That would be kind of interesting if they did, and I wonder if what's going on. Well, it goes kind of hand in hand with the Mideast that wants to eliminate the U.S. dollar for the petroleum payments and whatnot, and that's a real problem because that's a huge, huge market, and they're going to work with Russia and China to try to become the world leaders, and oil can do that. So it's going to get very interesting, and that is one of the topics too for what's going on down the road. And maybe somehow the World Economic Forum is involved in all this. I mean, it's going to get interesting. We'll be following these during the course of 2023 and through the podcasts. Anyway, my predictions have usually come true 90% of the time, perhaps. And I'll tell you how to make predictions. If you want to be a soothsayer, if you want to be someone who can predict the future, someone who can become an empath, become empathic towards others and towards things and animals and creatures, you need to become one with whatever you're doing, one with the world. I was talking to a gentleman this afternoon. I said, you need to, if you want to become knowledgeable and be confident in what you're doing and be able to predict what's going to happen and what's going on, you need to know all the ins and outs. You need to know all the players and where they stand, what their past histories are, whether it's a machine or a person or a cat. You need to know everything about them. You need to learn little by little, bit by bit, piece by piece, things you don't even think are relevant. You know, I was looking at what kind of people own cats, just as an example. I love cats. I have a, you know, my good old cat. I always keep one cat. When I was a kid, we had two. At one point, we had three cats for a little while. And I keep my one cat. Hi, Eric. And I learned. My mom was really pretty cool. My mom, she had a way with cats, and she actually trained. We had a Siamese cat, and she trained this cat so well. And we had another cat, a Chartreuse cat, and she trained that cat that would actually go across and walk the kids across the street. It's really pretty cool. I mean, the bus would come in the morning, and out would go the cat, and that cat would growl at these kids trying to cross the street to go to the bus until the coast was clear. So it's pretty cool. But you need to learn these things. That's how you end up becoming able to predict things. And like I said, and then Eric came on a little bit late. We're a little light tonight, Eric. I don't know what's going on. But kind of bringing up the show a little bit slower than normal. But I was just saying that there's a lot going on. And to be able to predict the future, you really need to know all about all the topics that are related to it. You want to learn about electric cars, you got to know about hydrogen. You have to know about the history of the gasoline car with electric cars in years gone by. So what are we going to see? Let's start talking. I don't think we're getting a big crowd tonight, but hopefully people come on after the fact and listen to the podcast. Maybe there's something going on, like a big football game or something. I don't know. Anyway, so a couple things. First thing I'm going to tell you right now, we got an economic issue. It's going to be a roller coaster, and it's going to be up and down, and we're going to have a dip come late summer, early fall, just like we did last year. It's going to be a pretty nasty dip. Then it's going to come back up. Now, a lot depends on what's going to happen. I predict that's what's going to happen. That, you know, they're saying, oh, that the economy is going to crash. I got a guy that's always talks about how the stock market's going to crash. We're going to be back in the Great Depression. I don't honestly see that. Anything's possible, but the odds are against that. The odds are for a retraction of the economy. It all depends what the feds do as well. But I think we're going to see a dip, and then we're going to come and then we're going to come back up and come back to life in the later fall. That's my prediction for the economy. Prices are going to stabilize, but they're still going to be really, really high. And slowly wages will reach the sky to catch up to them. That's what happens. I mean, when you expand, it's like the universe. When you expand, everything expands. So you're going to see the dollar become worth less. You're going to pay, $2 or $3 for a loaf of bread instead of $1.50. And your salary is going to go up $1 or whatever, $2 to sort of compensate for it. So that's my prediction for that. But it's more important. And Twitter space, there you go. I got a multitasking listener here. That's great. Good. Anyway, I do that too sometimes, Eric. But anyway, my wife accused me. I was watching two shows today during my lunch break. I was watching the Medical Examiner show, and then there was something about the Nazis. I hadn't seen talk about them using the methamphetamines during the war. It's kind of interesting. But I was watching two at the same time. I was like, "How do you do that?" I said, "Well, I got two ears." Anyway, I digress. So anyway, looking at politics, I think this is an off year. Everybody should get out and vote. And I'm thinking that we're going to see a lot more, and it's going to be kind of a low key because it's not a national elections. But I think you're going to see a lot of the school board seats and county commissioner seats being taken back by patriots. You're also going to see the patriot movement expand between now and the presidential elections in 2024. It's going to expand significantly, but we're going to take back a lot of those local seats, and local is really important. But we're going to see that in the elections coming up in the spring and in the fall. You're going to see the rhinos dropping off, and the Democrats losing, and a lot of conservatives, Republicans, you're probably going to see some more libertarians coming on board too. There's a lot of libertarians really putting a push on it in a big way. So you're going to see a lot of movement away from the liberal side and onto the conservative side. You're going to see a lot of change in the White House. So we all know that Joe Biden's been playing around and hiding some things he shouldn't have hidden. And the problem with Joe Biden is that the things he hid, he shouldn't have hid at all, because he wasn't the president. He was the vice president. He doesn't have the right to declassify unless you know, he's going to say that, you know, Barack Obama declassified all this stuff. It's always possible. But I think that Biden's issue is going to get thrown under, not totally thrown under the rug, but it's going to get played down, and they're going to stop going after Trump as much, because they know if they go after Trump for his documents, they're going to have to go after Biden for the documents. So that's going to help that movement and help push Biden away. I think Biden's going to back down, or the Democratic Party's going to convince him not to run again, just because of that fact that he's got all this crap going on under his, under his belt now. He's not there. He's not with it. I don't think Kamala Harris, this is for next year, but I said we're drifting over to next year, because what you're going to see is you're going to start seeing the presidential candidates come forward, and you're going to see that start seeing congressional candidates. They're all going to start coming forward late spring, early fall of this year. And I don't think you're going to see Kamala Harris coming out for anything. And Pence is probably going to run for president, and nobody's going to listen to him because nobody likes him. You're going to see the battle between Donald Trump and possibly Ron DeSantis, or question mark. And the last minute next year, all of the miscellaneous are going to come out of the woodwork. Yeah, Pence is a sellout. You're right, Eric. So they're going to come out of the woodwork. You're going to see that, Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, all the usual suspects are going to come out and try to make a run for it. And it's going to be very interesting. I'm watching it very closely. A lot depends. I can't predict what's going to happen in the presidential race this early, and maybe not at all, just because we got Donald Trump is definitely pushing for a run. And he's got a lot going against him. A lot of people don't like Donald Trump at this point, and they don't like it for dumb reasons. But the biggest reason is that they're questioning whether he can win or not with all the baggage that's been thrown on him by the Democrats. And I question that myself, but we'll see where it goes. But that's going to be the big question this year as to how Donald Trump's going to pick himself up, and whether or not Ron DeSantis will put a run in. We don't know that yet. I can't predict that one yet. I think it's going to be DeSantis and Trump. I really do. And I think you're going to see a lot of the younger generation and a lot of the moderates in the Republican Party going for Ron DeSantis. That's my prediction. I'm going to see where that goes. And the other thing I'm going to tell you about is I don't believe everybody's, Hunter Biden this and Hunter Biden that, because they've got Joe Biden on a thing. The sons and daughters of a president or another candidate person that's in office don't matter as quite as much. I think you're going to see Hunter Biden get totally washed under the rug. I really do. It's just going to be, we'll be talking about it on podcast, and people will be talking about it on other podcasts, but it's not going to be brought up in the news. It's not going to be an issue. It's going to be just, it's going to vanish from the mainstream media. That's my prediction for that. So I'm seeing bigger shortages and bigger food shortages too, due to a lot of things that are either intentional or there's too much weird stuff going on right now. A lot of people say it's intentional. There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there, but I think there's going to be a lot of stuff going off market. And I've seen it already, to where things that are marginalized go off the market. If you're buying a product and the rest of the world's not buying it with you, you're not going to have it very long. I'll be honest with you. It's going to disappear, because there's not going to be a profit in it, enough profit for the companies to market and sell those things. So you're going to see a lot of products. You're going to see reduction in the amount of products in grocery stores available. You're going to see reduction in the updates and upgrades. Hi, Joanne. Thanks for coming. You're going to see a lot of change in what products are available. And that's one of the big things you're going to see coming up this year and next year also. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that. And automobiles are going to start coming back in. They're going to be more. The price of new cars become available. The price of used cars, I'm predicting, is going to drop by 25%. New late model by about 30 to 40%. And you might sound crazy, but I honestly believe that's going to happen. So my prediction for this year, if you want to buy a car, wait until mid-year, late year, and you'll be able to get a decent price on it. The odd thing is, if you wanted a car that was like 10 years old and you find a good car that's well-maintained, that price has never changed on that. It's the last 30 years I've bought cars. I bought, I think, 4 cars in 30 years, or 5 cars. And every one of them cost me between $6,000 and $7,000. And every one was about 10 years old, and I kept them 5 or 6 years. So, and that price has not changed, which is kind of interesting. It's only the newer models, 5 years old and younger, better or incredibly expensive. Right now they're costing as much or more than the new cars because you can't get new cars. It's just crazy. So, but I think you're going to see those prices drop significantly. The price of new cars isn't going to drop a lot, but the price of recently, you know, recent used cars will drop significantly. So don't buy a used car yet if you're going to buy a recent, a fairly new one. We'll take a quick pause here and just remind you all, folks, we haven't talked about Mike Lindell in a while. So I do want to get our sponsors in there. And I love Mike. I love Mike Lindell and his MyPillow. What a great guy. I haven't seen him in the news much lately, but he's still fighting the good battle. Of course, he was the one who brought the election fraud to the public in the 2020 election. And of course, we're partners with him and his MyPillow at MyPillow.com. You can save some great money by using promo code ETERNAL at checkout. Again, ETERNAL at checkout at MyPillow.com. Or you can call it 800-795-5993. That's 800-795-5993. Please do support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using the promo code ETERNAL today at MyPillow.com. Great stuff he's got. So check it out. Lots of stuff besides pillows. All right. We're getting back to the... I got a note here I missed. Many people that... I missed your thing here. What were you saying there? I'm looking at my notes while I'm talking because I can sometimes bring them up in the podcast. Yeah, big sting about personality flaws beyond politics. Yeah, politics are way more relevant, but honestly, Eric, people that don't like Trump, they're adamant, and I've seen them. So it's going to be a huge... And I like him. Don't get me wrong. I like the guy, and I know the guy. I mean, he called me up to ask me to be his delegate. So you know, I support him, but I see problems ahead for it because the same reason why we couldn't get Doug Mastriano in as a governor, and he's got this stigma behind him, and the far left goes off the wall, and then you lose the middle of the road, and the independents. So we'll see where it goes. But you're going to see a comeback of hydrogen this year. You're going to hear hydrogen and hydrogen fusion are the key words for the next 2 years. So you want to keep an eye on hydrogen and hydrogen fusion. One of the big plans is to put solar panels out in Africa where nobody lives anyway, out in the middle of the Sahara Desert, and generate and use that power to feed power to the coasts, generate electricity from seawater, and split that into hydrogen and oxygen. And you're going to see hydrogen being transported in dirigibles. It sounds crazy, doesn't it? Yeah, like the old Hindenburg. And the dirigibles will lift on that hydrogen. They'll also run their engines off that hydrogen. Then they'll deliver that to power plants across the world. It's going to be very interesting. Keep that in mind that I said that. You heard that on this podcast. You're going to also see some great breakthroughs in hydrogen fusion, which I've talked about in the past. You're going to see probably the first functional fusion reactor within the next 2 years, if not by the end of this year. And it won't be a commercial reactor, but it'll be a functional reactor generating more power than it consumes. So you're going to see that. Mark my word. And all right. So what else we got going on? We have hydrogen fusions, cars. The car is going to be a big scene. Now, there's going to be so much push on these electric cars, but you're not going to see a huge percentage. This year anyway, mainly because of the semiconductor shortage. You know, that's the real big thing. Your semiconductor shortage is going to kill that. So we'll see where that goes from there as well. You're also going to see a degradation of entertainment in the entertainment industry, mainly because conservatives are starting to boycott a lot of the people that are involved in that, obviously. But also because they're becoming too woke. So what you're seeing is a lot of these ridiculous sitcoms and garbage shows and stuff that people don't even watch. And people are going to get more with TikTok and YouTube videos of just things that are nonsensical. Short videos is what people are watching now. And the kids are more into this, and the kids are going to rule the future. You're going to see the new generation, the X and the Z generation, taking over a lot of these things. We've actually seen a lot of these younger people running for office. We've got people running for mayor. We've got people running for city council, town council, and they're 19, 20 years old, and they're winning. So it's going to be very interesting to see where that goes as well. So you're going to see a lot of changes coming down the road, though. You're going to see a slow turnover for how can I word this the whole political, now that the Republicans have the House, you're going to start seeing a lot of push to shut down some of this crap. Oh yeah. Yeah. The staged arrest. You like that one? I'm going to stop for a minute. Cause I always talk, I use Greta. My wife can say, man, I use Greta Thunberg for just about everything. I'll say, yeah, you know, if she does something, I'll say, well, Greta Thunberg wouldn't like that. And she smacks me in the head. But yeah, she was arrested at that thing against, was it Germany or where was that? Eric, I forget now. It wasn't part of my podcast talk, so I don't have a tip of my time. But anyway, she got arrested for protesting in front of coal mine. It was a coal mine. I think it was Germany. You're right. It was a coal mine, though. I know that. And you can see her getting carted off. She's got this smug-ass look on her face, like, I'm a big shot. I'm a big shot. With her thumb up her backside. Don't even get me started. Anyway, you're going to see a lot more, not just Greta Thunberg, but you're going to see a lot of people. You're going to see a lot of people going up against these coal mines and other things just because they're the woke generation. And whenever you see something new trying to come in, there's going to be protesters out there. It's going to be next year, 2 years, it's going to be really big. Now, you're not going to see this huge turnover that they're predicting with the electric economy. You're going to see, you know, a few solar panels here, solar panels there, some windmills out in the middle of the ocean. I'm thinking within the next 2 years, we'll put on between 5 and 10% of our capacity will be in solar and wind. I'll be honest with you, additional. So now we've got like 10% or 15%. It's going to be like 30% maybe. So it'll be a significant reduction in the fossil fuel usage, but it's not going to be the great impact that Joe Biden was. And if we take over, if the conservatives take over in 2024, that could all go right down the toilet. I would hope it, and I hope it does, because it's getting ridiculous. It really is. Big problem right now is China. You're going to see a lot of push by China and Japan. Now, Japan is a sleeper, folks. The next year or two, you're going to see something happen in Japan, and I'm not going to say what yet, because I don't have the total prediction, but Japan is going up against China with a vengeance, and Korea, and they're just... There's going to be something going on, and Japan is gearing up military capacity, and they've got plans to defend themselves. So we're going to see that. That's going to be a real issue. And yeah, and Eric says that Greta Thunberg was spotted in Davos for the World Economic Forum meeting. I didn't know that. I know, and someone said that Soros and Klaus. What's his name? Schwab left the World Economic Forum. I don't think that's true. I was talking to them at the GOP meeting the other night, and someone was trying to explain to me, and then we got distracted. It was during a meeting break, so I don't know. We'll keep an eye on that for another podcast. See what's going on with that. But we had a pretty good meeting for the GOP. It was this past Thursday. We're talking about the future of our county in particular. So, and there's a lot of change coming up, and a lot of change in, you're going to see a huge change in the management of the Republican establishment in particular, and maybe even Democrats, mostly the Republicans, though. I think there's going to be a huge change because the Republican Party has been extremely weak and just run by rhinos and freaks that just don't understand what's going on in the world and don't want to speak up. And I think you're going to see a lot of that change this year too. I honestly do. So that's my prediction, that there's going to be a huge, massive change in the leadership in both of the national and the state level for the Republican Party. It's going to be very interesting. So, and just to let you know, I mean, this is not related to you guys necessarily, other than the fact that I run a podcast here and, you know, I put it on Thursday nights and try to keep the time to be able to do that. But I'm looking myself at getting back in it. I ran for Congress. I was on our town council for a while. I was a delegate, and I was going to run for Congress in 2024. And you know, the more I thought about it, the more I thought, what can one person do in that Congress? It's so screwed up. And will I run for delegate? I don't even know if I'm going to run for delegate in 2024. I'll have to see how it goes and how strong Donald Trump is, because I really don't like DeSantis that much. I think he's got some rhino characteristics to him as well. It's going to be very interesting. But my goal for 2023 is to run for one of the offices. I'm not sure which yet, but there are a couple of them, and make that a kind of a retirement. You know, say don't become a career politician. I'd probably just run, you know, one term, but there's a couple of that I have good support for. So I'm looking at getting into back into politics again this year myself, and I got to get back to writing books. So, I mean, we should all think about what we're going to do this year. It's a brand new year, folks. We got to get out there and make changes in the world. We got to stand up and talk and put into other people and get them involved. And, you know, like I said, I'm kind of sad to see the low turnout tonight, but I'm glad that my regulars are here. And for those of you who missed my daughter, she's under the weather right now. And she got a cat, by the way. She went to my son's place. They had five strays that they were been trying to get rid of. And man, my daughter's a sucker for animals, so she couldn't let it go. So she's got a cat now, but she's under the weather. But I get probably from staying there. They had two kids there and a whole bunch of other vagrants living in my son's house. And you know, you can't live with them and you can't live without them. To try to get kids to learn to do the right thing and to understand it, you know, these days it's unbelievable. I've given up. Everybody has to learn from their mistakes. I mean, there are things I could have done years ago. I wish I had gotten into politics years ago before everything went crazy. I'd really be something today, but you can't go back. Unfortunately, folks, you can't go back, but there is a future. And I don't think it's going to be as bad as people are predicting. I see a lot of these downers that are like, oh my God, it's, you know, really going to be bad. And it's not going to be fun, but it's not going to be the end of the world. It's particularly if we can take back everything in 2024 and take back our country. So we really need to push that. Really need to push that. I'm going to promote this book here that Eric's mentioning, Breaking the Devil's Contract by Reverend Paul T. Cross. And same from the Rapture podcast. That's great. I'll have to check that out. He said there was a couple books. If you put up another one, I'll be glad to mention that too, Eric. But anyway. So, and for those who came in late, I'm kind of under the weather tonight. I think I got a cold too. It's a change in weather. We had about an inch of rain and the temperature dropped from 50 degrees to like 25, and it's now it's going up again. So yeah, we got to, you know, we got to survive the winter. I'm always in the doldrums in the winter. I wish I had more. I had more down and I had an issue. Thank you, Eric. Yeah, I was going to copy all my notes down, and then I had some computer issues, and I had some, I got this cold and didn't write my notes. So maybe we'll do a little more predictions on the next week's podcast. I had some really good ones that I had written down, and I don't know where the paper got to. So I've got to resurrect them because there's a lot going on. I have high hopes for the future though. I think God is going to direct us on our right path. I think this horror, you know, I'm going to back up. We got a couple of minutes here. So I'm going to tell you why I think that we're in for good times. And eventually you have to learn that they're different. The times are going to be different, but things are going to break. They're going to break really bad. We're going to be hurting. We're going to be crying. We're going to have all sorts of things going on, but God's with us, folks. And I think that Trump came in 2016, When just like I asked him when I met him in Harrisburg the first time. I hadn't seen him in 8 years, and he asked if, you know, if I was really supporting him, because I, you know, I said that I would, you know, that he had to win either the state or my district for me to be able to vote for him as a delegate. And he said, of course, that was for the media purpose, and I didn't want to break his heart, but you know, I was serious about that. He'd have to, if he can't win the district or the state, I'm not voting for him. And of course, he took us by, you know, by a storm in that year. But I think, you know, what I asked him back was, I said, listen, you got a question about me? And I said, yes, yeah, so, you know, I'll vote for you, but you got to make a promise. Two promises. One of them, you got to promise me you can beat Hillary Clinton. And the second thing is you got to promise me you can break the Congress and the White House, that you can bring out the evil. And that's what his job was. That's what God put him on this earth for, in my opinion, is to break the evil spell that's been placed upon us and to show the world just how bad things are and how bad the people are in a deep state, and how bad things are and how good things could be, because it's, you know, his pep talks and his speeches and his rallies bring people to, they want to go and run for Congress. They want to run for your Senate and, you know, run for the local offices. They bring the Patriot movement back in. I've seen a lot, huge, like I said, increase in the Patriot movement. So you're going to see a lot of great things happening, but you have to fall before you can stand up again. So all we have to do is keep in mind that God is with us. You know, keep our spirits up. And the other thing is, let's convey that to other people, your friends, your neighbors, your family. Keep your family and your friends strong. I also think that sometime this year, within the next 12 months, this is my last prediction for the night, that in the next 12 months, the mainstream media is going to pick up the fact that the jab is killing people. And I think that it's not in America. Americans don't care. American media is mad. They're mad that the Germans and the French and even the British have come out and are showing these things. And I think that they're going to have to buckle down at some point when the British, you know, news comes out, when BBC comes out with things, and you know, it's all over the internet. They're going to have to break down and say, look, we made a mistake. So you're going to see that this year, I'm pretty sure. So one more book from Eric. The Weather's Fine by Arch Kennedy. What is that about? What is The Weather's Fine? Former media personality. Oh, you're friends with him too. Okay. That sounds interesting. So that's I'll have to check that one out too. The Weather's Fine. And again, we don't, as a podcast or as an individual, I don't know these books. I'm just mentioning them because you guys are mentioning it. We should share whatever we have, whatever things that are uplifting and whatever things can help us progress into the next decade coming up as we move into the, you know, through the 20s. We should all share with each other. So thank you for bringing that to the podcast, Eric. With that, I'm going to go find me some decongestant. I'm going to find me a nice warm bed and a cat, and I'm going to take a long sleep and try to get over this cold, folks. And hope and thank you, Marilyn. Every week, I really appreciate you, Marilyn. You're great. Got my mainstays here. All right, and that one, the last book that was about personal struggles with alcoholism and faith in God and other struggles and triumphs. So maybe we'll bring that up on a future podcast too. I've been through that myself. Saved by a really nice black clergywoman down near Temple University when I was going down there, brought me out of the doldrums. Also saved. I'm going to share one last thing with you before we go. We got a couple of minutes. We're allowed to run over a little bit now, so I'm going to just throw this one in because it's very important. You want to look at everybody as a human being. You want to look at everybody as a good person, even if they're a bad person, even if they're, you know, your worst liberal or some bum on the street. I remember that this, you know, many years ago, when I went to Drexel University, I used to visit my mom, who was on the other side of town. It was about an 8-mile walk. I would walk back and forth. I'd take the train down to go to school. Then I would go back to down to the east side of the city. And then I'd go up north sometimes to Temple. I walked all over the city. I walked hundreds of miles a week. And walking back towards Drexel University, I was crossing the bridge over the Schuylkill River. And as I approached the bridge, there was a bum sitting on the ground, and he looks up at me. He's all ragged, and you know, he was all disheveled. And he looks up at me. He goes, "Hey, man, you got a dollar I can put from buy a sandwich?" And I sat down with him. I sat down with the fella and looked him straight in the eye, and I said, "Listen, I said, you know, I care about you. I really do, but I want to know what you really need or really want." I said, you know, I have this feeling that you're not looking for a sandwich. I said, because I see where you're sitting and I see what you're looking at. I said, whatever you want, you tell me. I'll bet you're looking for a bottle of liquor. And I said, I don't condone drinking liquor, but if that's what you want, just tell me. Because rather than give you a dollar, I'll go and buy you a bottle of liquor. Whatever you want, but just be honest with me. And he started crying and he looked up at me and he says, man, he says, I've had such a bad life. He goes, and believe it or not, he says, I haven't had a drink in 3 months. He says, and I need a drink. I said, well, let's go get you something. We went in the liquor store across the street. I bought him a small bottle of some kind of whiskey. I don't remember what it was. And I came back and I was saying goodbye to him. And he said, no, he says, can you sit down with me and talk? Do you mind? And I said, sure. And we sat and we talked for about an hour and a half. I learned all about this guy. I don't go into all that, but he had a really tough life. Yeah, we're going to wrap up in the January things next week, Eric. But yeah, and this guy, you know, he had a great story to tell, and he was actually an engineer, got kicked out. He lost his wife. He lost his home. And he's trying to bring himself back up. We talked about how we could help out. And, he was real. He was very cheerful, and he shared his bottle of liquor with me. So we parted and I never saw him again, but it really was uplifting. So think about people that need help or need some support and support them and consider that your donation to the world and to God's great mission. So with that, I love you all, folks. And my carriage has turned into a pumpkin and my nose is telling me I need to do something besides sitting here talking to you guys, but I love you dearly And without you, I have no podcast. So please come back every week, invite your friends. And you have and anyone that missed the beginning, if you want, it's going to be recorded. Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Eric. It's going to be recorded for posterity if you want to catch it offline. So everybody have a fantastic week ahead. We'll see you next Thursday. Hopefully I'm better by then. Have a good night. Good night, everybody. See you next week. God bless.